We got here and I saw everybody already occupied, and I thought, did I get the time wrong? And I found out I had the time that I was supposed to have, and as a result, I'm late. However, we walked into some real beautiful music there. We loved hearing that. And since we're talking about testimonies tonight, I have a few to share with you from the Gideon's files and so on. Randy first saw John. John was sitting on a bucket on a sidewalk, leaning against a wall of a parking garage. Diabetes had left him with two steel prosthetics from the knees down, and he held a cardboard sign that read, "Please help." Well, Randy had seen countless people like this, like John, in the streets of downtown Richmond, Virginia before, where he worked. Usually he was in a rush and didn't stop to talk, but occasionally he would refer them to agencies providing food, shelter, and clothing. As he walked quickly by John that morning, he gave him a number of an agency and encouraged him to contact them. Just like that, and he was on his way. Then John said something that stopped him in his tracks. He says, "Thank you for this free gift." It reminded Randy that when the Gideons and his camp share New Testaments with students, they say, "Here's a free gift." Providentially, Randy had some free time that day to stop and talk with John. So Randy took a seat beside him on the sidewalk, shared a personal worker's testament with him, and showed him the helps in the front. There are all sorts of helps in the front. And he showed him the plan of salvation in the back, and then asked if he was sure he was going to heaven when he died. Well, John said he hoped so. He'd done some pretty good things recently. He thought that would outweigh the bad things that he'd done earlier. Well, Randy informed him it didn't quite work that way. And his story was not nearly as exciting, but his sins were just as bad in the eyes of God. You know, the small sins are the big ones. God sees them as sin, period. Anyway, you know, John then said, "I almost didn't come down here today. I woke up tired," I'm quoting John now, "and it's a struggle getting around on these artificial legs. Something told me I needed to be here at this special spot today, and now I know the reason," because Randy had just led John to the Lord to fill out the dedication and commitment page in the back of the New Testament. Well, you've probably been told several times in the past who the Gideons are. I won't belabor some of that. But we are in 107 countries now, our languages rather, over 200 countries, and we have placed more than 7 million Bibles since we started back in 1899, when three salesmen got together and decided to form a group for personal commitment and personal growth. And then they got this great, big, horrendous idea, mind-boggling. They were going to put a Bible at the front desk of every hotel so that customers could get it and use it if they wanted to. Well, we've grown a long time since that mind-boggling idea was first developed. And as I just recently heard, on the average, a Bible or New Testament, two Bibles are being given out every time your heart beats. That's on the average. You know, sometimes more, sometimes less. So, and sometimes that heartbeat, if it stops before they receive that New Testament, they may not know the Lord. So that's the importance of having the Bibles out there. "My family and I will serve the Lord." These were the words that from Harry after his family was impacted forever. Now, Harry is a shopkeeper in Madagascar. And he lives in an area that's rather insecure. So he lives with his wife and three children behind the shop that he owns. One night, Henry and his family heard a series of gunshots. The noise seemed to be moving closer to their home, and a bullet passed through the wall, and Harry realized that thieves were attacking. He and his family left and hid a short distance from the home. Later, the family returned, after about an hour, to find their belongings strewn all over the house, and Harry noticed that one of the bullets had hit his child's backpack. Inside was a New Testament that he received from the Gideons at school, and all of the pages were torn by the bullet except one. And that only page that was not torn was from Matthew 24, and as Harry looked and saw the word pray on that page, the Holy Spirit opened his heart. So Harry and everyone in his house accepted Christ as a result of that incident, and today committed to serving the Lord. At the Simone Boulevard School, Gideons were making a distribution, and the teacher said he wanted to share his testimony. So several years before, while traveling, he realized he had forgotten his books, and that's bad for a teacher to forget their books. I've been one for a long time. You don't have your books, you're in trouble. So he found a Bible in the hotel room where he was staying, and after reading through several chapters, God spoke to him. He gave his heart to the Lord and then challenged his students to read the New Testaments that they had received from the Gideons, and then he also encouraged them to open their hearts. Now, this is the first part of this testimony. A more important thing happens just a little bit here. Many Ecuadorians, where this took place, are still rebuilding from the earthquakes and so on that they've had back there. Luis Hidalgo, an 88-year-old, was one of the first Gideons to join the Puerto Viejo in 1982. Following the earthquake, a national news service interviewed Luis in front of the rubble he used to call home. When asked how he could still be so happy and smiling, Luis responded to the reporter with a smile, saying, "My home is in heaven." And there were many cases where homes and businesses belonging to Christians were left unharmed by the earthquake, while surrounding structures were lost. So many in Puerto Viejo believed that this was God protecting his people, which made them more receptive to welcoming God's word and a testimony to the unsaved around that God had something for them and the importance of trusting God. So they were sharing God's word in the shadow of devastation, and they received encouragement from Psalm 46, 1-2, which says, I think the words are critical, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea." A very picturesque picture of an earthquake. I suppose most of you guys get your hair cut at home, right? Anyway, this happened near a barber shop. Larry stopped for a haircut, and as he parked in front of the barber shop, three high school students from a private school passed by, and he hurried to get out to try to give them New Testaments because he carried a few in his car. Well, by the time he got out of his car, they were gone. Well, he walked to the barber shop, checked in, and found out there were several ahead of him. He would have to wait. So he thought, well, I'll come back. Well, as he went back outside, these same three students returned. And as they were coming back, he decided he's going to get them this time. So he got some testaments out, and he started to share with them. And he approached and offered them these personal workers' testaments like this one. And he explained the help section in front. And while he was explaining that, another group of students came along and saw what was happening. The new students asked if they could also have New Testaments. So Larry went back to his car and got a few more and brought them out. As he finished the second group, a third group came along by, and he kept passing on more and more New Testaments. So Larry was rather happy that the barber shop wasn't quite ready for him yet, and that the importance of handing out the word. I had the privilege in Mexico last January of having a few Spanish testaments with me, and like this one right here. And there was a young fellow that was real helpful getting us settled into our hotel, and as he was getting us settled, He came into the up to the hotel with us and just stayed with us for a while and visited and so on. And I happened to offer him a New Testament. And he picked it up. He looked at it. He saw the helps in front. He says, a friend of mine has a Bible just like this with all these helps, and I've been wanting one. So I felt privileged to give him one of them. And I left a few more spelled out free for the cleaning ladies. And they kept disappearing when I had them out free for the cleaning ladies. So I was pleased to get a few Bibles put out that way. Now, the question is, how do you help? And you probably heard most of this from previous Gideons, but I've got six ways now that we can help. The most important is prayer. And if you ever stay in a hotel or motel and find a Gideon Bible, that could be a reminder to pray for the ministry. God does promise that his word won't return void, and as a result, it'll accomplish what he wants it to do. And the second is Gideon expression cards in memory cards. Now, I was supposed to show a 3-minute DVD to you people tonight, showing an enactment and so on of how these work. But I was informed that you don't have a projector that you would see it on, so as a result, I'll have to ad-lib a little bit. We have cards that you can give in recognition for any event you want. I had my son at one time ask me to give him recognition for having passed an English class from a rather hard-nosed teacher. And you can give a thinking of you card just because you're thinking of someone. And every time you give a card, you can designate so many Bibles to be given. And by the way, $1.35 will buy one of these testaments, or will pay for one, and $5 will pay for a regular full-fledged Bible. And I did my math, and $100, say, would give you 20 Bibles placed, or roughly 75 New Testaments placed. And so these are ways that you can help out with all of these. And we also have, if you go online, you can order from our headquarters, and it's an easy place, Gideons International.org, and order Christmas cards, birthday cards, special anniversary cards, and every penny that is paid for this goes to the Bibles. The Gideons themselves get no profit from any of this. In fact, we don't get any profit from the money we take in and we collect here and give you the opportunity. And, of course, that is another way of helping us, is financially, for each of these Bibles that are placed as a potential. They say that a hotel Bible has a life expectancy of about 7 years, and we've found them used to shore up a short leg, some pages torn out for this or that. I was in Chicago at a math conference, Philadelphia, and we found in the Gideon Bible in our hotel room, but it had all sorts of markings in it, including this is of the devil, you don't want this, and so on. So I managed to get hold of the Gideon in town and replaced it with a new one that was more appropriate. New members. I was glad to see that Jim and Elida are still members of our organization. I've been gone for a little while and haven't been around. We have two new types of things where we can reach out, and one's called Life Books. Your pastor can order these directly at no charge from the Gideon's website, and they're designed for high school students to hand out to friends. And in the public school, this is really an incentive to get the Bible to these kids that don't have it. But those of you that are in your private school here, you can still reach out to friends that aren't Christian and use those Bibles to get to them. See, these Life Bibles are the Book of John with some commentary, and a lot of the commentary is by kids and what certain verses and sections have meant to them. So something for your youth pastor or pastor to check into. And the last, but not least, the important thing that I ran across, I didn't know existed until just recently, is the friend of Gideon's. You can become a friend of Gideon's, again, by going online, or I've got a few brochures out there that you can pick up if you're interested. And you can be a prayer friend, which is more than just an occasional prayer, but a commitment to pray, or a financial friend, where you commit maybe to donate regularly, or both. Now, if you commit to donate enough, it will actually send you free Bibles or New Testaments that you can hand out. Now, the Gideons normally are the only ones that can hand out Bibles and Testaments. But if you want to hand some out, even if you're not a Gideon, and you want to donate, there is a minimum amount that you have to donate before you get to do this. But I think that minimum amount is set up so that you will be committed to do it, not just any old Joe on the street can hand out Bibles, you know. So you would end up doing it that way. In fact, here's a little testimony to close me out. John became a friend of Gideon's a few months ago and received the book Share Jesus Without Fear. That comes with your friend of Gideon membership also. He started reading it while traveling, and he couldn't stop. Since he had become a Christian, the Lord had given him a passion for the lost, but in recent years, things just got away and he kind of cooled off. But as reading this book was a great eye-opener, and he prayed that Jesus would send somebody for him to try what he had learned. Well, he came home to find his internet connections not working, so he called a technician. A very nice man arrived, and the first thing he did was to notice a Bible verse that John had posted on the kitchen. He thought it was beautiful, but didn't know it was from the Bible. And so he said that he had a Bible, but he'd never read it. So John immediately thought, aha, oh God, this might be the person you are sending me. So John asked him about his background and some of the questions suggested in the book, then asked if he could share a few Bible verses with him. At the end, John asked the most important question of all, would you like to accept Jesus into your heart? And he said, yes. So they prayed at that moment, and John was just in awe of God's perfect plan, his love for this man, and his love for him. It was a privilege and blessing to see one more life turn to Jesus. And so now, this technician is now a proud owner of a New Testament and a place in heaven. So John said he became a friend of Gideon's because he had seen the great work God was doing through the Gideon's International.